Bear with me, this is my first time preaching. So, if you like it, then great, and if not, then I'm going to blame and say it's written by AI. Do not love. Do not love. Do not love. Not often, if elsewhere at all, in the Bible do we find these words side by side. Do not love. Especially the words, do not love the world, which feels like it goes against everything Jesus teaches while walking the earth and everything his disciples preach thereafter. So I have to say, when I first read this, I thought to myself, this has to be a mistake, right? I must have got a misprinted Bible. Am I the first one to notice this mistake? I should probably contact the publisher. Is that God? But no, this is not a misprint. But it was carefully written and written with the intention of that to do good. Our lives are filled with monetary value, with measurements of growth and decline, digits and decimals. The stock market is down 8 points. The housing market is growing and declining. Will people like me if I'm below 6 foot? I lost 15 followers on Instagram and gained 2 on Twitter. What is our worth? Is the question that so many of us, myself especially, end up asking ourselves on a daily basis in a measured and product-central world. I've always held my values close to my career against promotions, titles, and projects. But it wasn't that many months ago did I find myself without a job after not being offered a renewal of contract for one of the biggest jobs I had ever had. A job that I had desired for so long, a far-off target that I had hit but now was being removed from. So there I sat for weeks, moved back in with my parents, sitting in my childhood bedroom looking for answers. What is my worth? I felt used, pushed aside, confused, not even recycled, but thrown out. In my mind, while at this job, I had done it. I had received the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, the pride in riches. I loved being able to say that I worked at the place that I did, and that I was part of this project that was known to many. And with the snap of a finger, it was gone. The flesh, the eyes, the pride was gone. And with it, so felt my value. At least that's what it felt like. The times when I have felt God the deepest are in the moments where it all feels lost. When my health has been on the edge of collapse, when my bank account has been about to run out, and when my desires for a happy life have not felt attainable. The products of this world, the desire of pride and riches and eyes, will always be fleeting, like 1 John says. Money runs out, cars crash, clothing withers away, stocks fall to zero, companies go bankrupt, and photographs get lost and destroyed. Now that's not to say that all these don't hold importance in our lives. We still live in this world and not yet of the Creator's world. I need a job to pay for groceries and clothing to clothe myself, and photographs to remind me of great memories, and unfortunately a stock market to retire on. But I've looked in the Bible, and nowhere can I find Jesus sitting down with his disciples in a conference room saying, well, boys, the numbers are a little slow this morning. We've only gained 20 believers, but I'm estimating that my resurrection will bring another 500. So next quarter, we should be in the green. Our value is up. Nowhere does God say, I love you 20 points on the Dow worth. And nowhere in the Bible did it say on the eighth day, God created the growth index. But God did create us, living beings with hearts and souls. And in turn, we created the growth index. So when John tells us not to love this world, at first it may sound like he's instructing us to turn to one another and flip each other off and say, well, John told me so. But quite the contrary. Is the commandment to love each other more deeply and endlessly than before? Because we are not a product of this world, but one of God. And to love one another is to love God. For a piece of God lives within each of us, seen or unseen. It is a commandment to recognize the hurt we put on ourselves when we attach our value or our love to that of this world. So I sat there a few months ago when my value was diminished, when all felt lost, and the fog began to lift, and I began to see a little clearer. I began to see that my value had never been greater, that all was not lost but found, that of this world was beginning to pass, and that might have to be okay with me. Because when it all disappeared and my vision was not clouded by my desires, the things I had gained and achieved, what was left but God's love? Then I got a job. And it all started to creep back up again, but this time was a little different. I tried to laugh at the mistakes I made and not to let my value be attached to my title. And for the time being, while I'm in this world, how can I love God through it? We get the privilege to have a piece of us be not of this world, but the products and the measurements we create very much are. So it's hard not to get it confused. Thank you. We share the sermon here at St. Lydia's. We'll spend a few moments in silent reflection. Then when you hear the bell, you're invited to share a story or experience that was sparked by the sermon or the text. We share stories, not opinions or crosstalk, because Jesus told stories, and stories help us to know one another. We begin in silence.